Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Eventorac 2014. I'm Michael Lauer, and we have the pleasure of introducing to you some very special guests here. It is Kristen Simonton and Kimberly Payne Ward with the Macon County Convention and Visitors Bureau. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
We're doing just great.
So happy to be on the show.
Good. Well, that's the first step here is getting you guys happy.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys do for Macon.
Okay. We market the city of Macon, Georgia, to tourists, meeting planners, and leisure travelers. So our job is to get people to want to come to Macon, want to visit, stay overnight, stay for the weekend, and see what we have to offer, our local attractions, restaurants, but to also market to meeting planners, convention planners, so that they can host their conferences and events in Macon.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The only thing I know about Macon
okay.
is that it's halfway from where I grew up
okay.
to where I went to school at Georgia Southern.
Okay. This is true.
So
this is true.
Give me a little lay of the land okay. of Macon.
Okay.
Because I always would stop there and like get off and like get some food and
right,
stuff. And it was always
right.
great. Like the OK Corral's right there and all
exactly.
that kind of stuff. But give me some more
okay.
about Macon.
Well, I'll give you a few factoids about Macon. Macon, our logo is the Song and Soul of the South, and that is because a lot of music legends have come from Macon, Georgia. So if you're familiar with Little Richard,
uh-huh.
or if you're familiar with Otis Redding.
Oh, Otis sitting
yes.
on the dock of the bay,
exactly.
man. I didn't know he's from Macon. That's so cool.
He's not from Macon. He's from Dawson, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
but he actually lived in Macon.
Okay.
A large portion of his life, and his family, his wife, his children still live in Macon.
That's cool.
So we have a lot of music history there. We have lots of attractions. There's actually the Okmulgee National Monument, which is an Indian mound. Where
is it a burial mound? Or is it what kind of mound
no,
is it?
No, it's not a burial mound, but it's actually, well, I take that back. There are... there's a few burial sites on
mm-hmm.
there, but they're actually Indian mounds where the Creek Indians habitated in that area about 17,000 plus years ago. And so you can actually go inside some of the mounds and see
oh, that's cool.
yeah, where the actual tribes, where they met and had their tribal meetings, and you can walk the mounds and, you know, go through the
experience
park.
All
exactly.
that, right.
Exactly.
So what are some draws for businesses to come down there and check out Macon?
I would say because we're centrally located, Macon is in the heart of Georgia. And so if you're traveling from anywhere within the state, you know, most of your attendees may want to just drive in. And so it's easy for them to get to if you're coming from Atlanta, if you're coming from Savannah, Columbus, any area in
yeah,
the
Macon,
state.
I mean, it's got a lot of interstates running through there.
Yeah.
It's pretty, big roads go through
75,
Macon.
16,
yeah.
Yeah. I know you mentioned you said you went to Georgia
75
Southern.
75 to 16,
exactly.
That's the way to
so
go.
That's the way. But, yeah, it's centrally located, so
yeah.
that's the number one draw, really.
It is.
And then those extra things that I mentioned earlier, like our different attractions, our music history that's there.
Sure.
We have a lot of architectural history, too. There's actually the Hay House that is in Macon, and it was actually featured on A&E a few years ago on their Historic Castles episode.
Okay.
And so that's another one of our favorite local attractions.
So you've got a lot of cool stuff going on. You've got a lot of tourist attractions. You've got a lot of history, a lot of music history. So I can see why people would want to go there. But I want to hear more about the business development. And Kimberly Payne, I hear that's your forte.
Oh. Well, we are very good at meeting spaces. We have a lot of hotels. We have over 5,000 hotel rooms. In the city of Macon, we have
that's a good
our,
number.
Yeah,
it's quite a few.
It's quite a few, and a lot of people don't know that because
right.
It looks like it's a small town, which it really isn't. We are small, but we do have a lot to offer your meeting planners. We have the Centroplex, which is our convention center, which is attached to our four-star Marriott property.
Awesome.
So it has a covered walkway, and it has lots of banquet space and an arena. So there's
you've got the real estate to host an event. Right?
Yes. We can host large or small events in Macon. So it's a great place to bring your group. There's a lot to do, as Kristen was saying. We have attractions that people can do. Also, all of our restaurants. There's a lot of Southern dining and Southern hospitality in Macon. So it's just a quaint place to come.
Well, I can speak to that. Southern hospitality in Macon is quite nice.
It's a great place to come. And we offer, as far as the CVB is concerned, we offer a lot of services to meeting planners that are complimentary.
Like what?
Well, we can find your hotel spaces for you. We can find your meeting spaces for you. We can arrange for you to go on tours of Macon.
So you'll kind of do half their job for them, won't you?
We do. Exactly. We can do all their job almost for them. They just tell us what they want, and we provide it for them. And it's complimentary, so it's a win-win for both parties.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you already know all this stuff, right? So why have them chase their tail around?
If you
want to come here and help us out, we'll be happy to show you the lay of the land and kind of give you the ins and outs and schedule all this stuff for you, right? That just makes sense to me.
It's a no-brainer. No-brainer.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Come to Macon, tell us what you want to do, we'll plan it, put it all together, and all you have to do is come.
So I'm going to ask each of you this, and we'll start with you, Kristen.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about Macon?
My favorite thing about Macon is the environment. It's such a happy, true Southern hospitality environment in Macon. You can go anywhere in Macon and you're going to run into someone that, is going to ask you, do you need some help? Or, if you're a tourist and you have a question, it's always someone there to help you. So very friendly. Yes. So that's my favorite thing.
All right. Kimberly?
Well, I'm a Jersey girl.
Oh, but,
and I've been in Macon for 16 years now. And the attraction and draw of Macon to me was the laid-backness, where you can relax.
It's a slower pace.
And like Kristen was saying, just the hospitality that everybody shows to people that come to town. We really want to promote Macon as a meeting destination and a leisure destination because of that fact. It's all good there in Macon.
It's all good. So is this your first time at Eventoract?
Yes,
for both of us.
So what have you done other trade shows besides this? Are there ways to reach out?
This is actually my first trade show.
Okay.
So this has been a great experience so far for me. I'm enjoying it. It's great.
And Kimberly, I gather this is not your first rodeo.
This is not my first trade show. It is actually my first trade show as we're being the people that are behind the tables. A lot of what CVBs do is we go to reverse trade shows, and that is where the planners are sitting at the tables, and we're running and speed dating them to show them how to, that they would want to come to Macon. So this is interesting to me to sit behind the table and for people to come and
see it from the other perspective.
Exactly.
So how do you find Eventoract so far? What are some of your high points there with this conference?
Just meeting the different people so far. We've had some great people to stop by our booth. And just FYI, if you're listening and you are at Eventoract, we are at booth 202. Had to throw a little
plug.
You got to plug it in there. All right.
But just meeting the different people. We've met people with so many different associations, other destinations. So meeting the different people and, getting to meet new people. Yeah.
So it must be pretty important for you guys to be able to facilitate a hub for people to communicate and gather and make connections. And you want that to happen in Macon,
exactly,
right? I mean, you want Macon to be the place where people meet and form a connection.
Exactly.
Especially for business, right?
Right. Exactly. Of course.
So what's your biggest challenge in finding and meeting the people that you need to meet?
Well, one of the challenges is just you have to get out there and be seen. It is very important for us when we go to these trade shows and things like that. As you can see, Kristen and I have on costume. We're in
our
costume.
That's right.
They're
in their Indian gear.
Yeah. So it's a draw. We want people to see us. We want to make our presence known so that when someone says, oh, well, we need to plan a meeting in a centralized location, that Macon will pop into their minds. So the best thing for us to do is to mingle, to network with people, and to get
to know people.
Yeah.
Form a relationship with them, right?
Exactly.
Because then if they like you guys, they're going to like Macon,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. They're going to want to come. So
exactly.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, where can people go to learn more about you guys in Macon?
They can visit us online, and that website is www.visitmacon.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Macon, G-A, Rocks, R-O-C-K-S. And it's, again, Macon, M-A-C-O-N, G-A, Rocks. So you can follow us on Twitter, and you can also visit us on the web. Mm-hmm.
And Facebook.
Yes,
and
Facebook too.
Don't
yes,
Facebook.
Don't forget Facebook. Thank you, Liam. What was I thinking?
Well, you're getting all the top points there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Are.
Yeah.
Well, it was wonderful having you guys over. I'm glad you guys
Thank
took
you.
The time to come over and have a chat with me.
Thank you so
and
much
don't
for inviting
forget
us.
About the Mercer Bears.
Woo!
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
We beat Duke.
We beat Duke.
That's
yes,
that's a huge accomplishment.
Yes, that was, yeah.
We're still living our 15 minutes of fame on that.
Hey, I understand completely. George Thunder beat Florida a while back.
Exactly, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
That's right. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a few from Eventerac 2014.